This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Heavy rains today continued to pound the northeastern states, disrupting road transport and train services. Torrential monsoon rains have claimed at least 27 lives across the northeast. Authorities have issued alerts across the region as more rains are expected. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to chief ministers of Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh today and offered centres full support. Rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities are working round the clock to help those affected. With more rains expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Silchar in South Assam recorded 415.8 mm rainfall in 24 hours, breaking a more than 100 years record. Rivers of the state are flowing much over their danger level. A total of 11 districts of Assam have been put on alert for flash floods. Railway link between Dispur and Barak Valley through Dima Hasao is facing imminent danger of getting closed due to landslide and flash floods. The road link through Meghalaya is already closed since yesterday. District authorities are gearing up with flood relief distribution mechanism for the already displaced people. In Arunachal Pradesh, Med Center Itanagar has issued an orange alert for 9 districts and a yellow alert for 10 districts. 9 people have lost their lives due to landslides triggered by heavy rainfall at 2 separate places in Arunachal Pradesh. In Manipur, most of the villages have been inundated due to breach of major riverbanks and overflow. Imphal-Dimapur Road, National Highway 2, has been blocked due to the landslide. Other national and state highways have also witnessed landslide and mudslide. In Sikkim, road connectivity was disrupted at many places in Mangan district due to rains and landslides. The SP of the district said that over 1,400 tourists have been stranded at Lachin and Lachung. Delhi once again witnessed a sudden change in weather, bringing much-needed relief from the heat. Several parts of the city experienced heavy rain and thunderstorms accompanied by strong winds. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today claimed that the BJP is aiming to form the next government in West Bengal after 2026 assembly elections. Addressing a rally at the Netaji Indoor Stadium in Kolkata, Mr. Shah strongly criticised the state government and pointed to the post-poll violence, infiltration from across borders, corruption and a rise in crimes against women as signs of administrative failure.
A mahan bang bhumi ko आज घुसपैठ भ्रष्टाचार स्त्रियों पर अत्याचार अपराध बम धमाके और हिंदुओं के साथ दुराचार का केंद्र बनाकर रख दिया है यही बंगाल में चुनावी हिंसा जिसमें चुनाव के वक्त सैकड़ों भारतीय जनता पार्टी के कार्यकर्ताओं को मौत के घाट उतार दिया जाए.
The speech is seen as a start in the BJP's early campaign for 2026, particularly as the party intensifies its focus on regions like North Bengal, where it has seen past electoral gains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with the president of the Asian Development Bank, Masato Kanda, in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India's rapid transformation over the last decade has empowered countless people and the government is working to add further momentum in this journey. During the meeting, both sides shared perspectives on a wide range of issues. Mr. Kanda conveyed that ADB will direct $10 billion, including third-party capital, over the next 5 years into municipal infrastructure development, extending metro networks, building new regional rapid transit system corridors, and modernizing city services. In IPL Qualifier 2 match, Mumbai Indians were 43-1 in 4 overs against Punjab Kings at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad, when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab won the toss and elected to bowl first. The match was delayed due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.